I would say a good boss is someone who is there to help you improve and your company grow.
This is the Contractor Files Podcast. Your hosts, Ethan McNeil and Trent Keith, take a deep dive into the construction and remodeling industry to uncover keys to success and pitfalls to avoid.
All right.
There we go.
Welcome to the Contractor Files Podcast. I almost said the Contractors Podcast, but it is for contractors, so I'm Ethan McNeil.
And I'm Trent Keith, but I don't think I'm on a screen yet.
Oh, yeah, you're not.
There we are.
Sorry about that.
I'm Trent
this
Keith.
This is just about Ethan today. Let's just focus on Ethan.
Ethan has all the wisdom today. Welcome, everyone. We are on podcast number 24 today.
Yes. Yep, two dozen.
There you go. And what are we going to discuss today, Ethan?
We are going to talk about good bosses and bad bosses. So
there's bad bosses?
Yeah, there is. And there are also good ones. I know that a lot of you think that you only get bad bosses, but it's not true. There are good ones out there. So we're going to talk about what to look for to identify if your boss is good or bad. Or maybe you are the boss, then we're going to tell you what you should and shouldn't be doing. So,
and we don't want a list of bad bosses in our comments.
No, that's not a good way to get promoted if you start naming your boss and yes, he needs to hear this.
That's right.
How would you subtly give them this podcast and be like, hey, boss, I think you should listen to this episode?
Well, you know, it depends on what kind of personality they have. They may think that you give it to them because they're the good boss.
Yes, that's true. Yep. You might get away with it. All right. You wanna start us off?
Sure. I'll start us off. The question is, do we start off with the good boss or the bad boss? That's the question. Uh-huh. So, I would say a good boss is someone who is there to help you improve and your company grow so it's better for everyone.
Yeah.
That would be my first definition of a good boss, who's someone that is going to help you and the whole company get better and improve.
Yep.
And there's a lot of ways to do that, but I think I want to stay basic to begin with. What's your first thing of a good boss?
Yeah, that's good. Let's see. I didn't actually put these in
chronological
order. Yeah, the order of importance. I don't want to start off with the... I will say this. A good boss, to me, is somebody who follows through on their word.
Yeah.
And maybe their word is, no, I don't have any money to give you a bonus. but it's somebody who, if they make a promise or make a conditional promise to you, and those conditions are met, they follow through. They give you that extra bonus. They give you that raise. They give you that feedback. Whatever it is that they've talked to you about, if they follow through on their word, then that's a sign of a good boss. If they, you know, all the conditions have been met of what they had, you know, said and promised you and nothing happens, they don't follow through, that's a sign to me that it's not a good boss. It's not a good situation. Now, maybe they forgot, and that's okay. You can remind them, but that's not always the case. Sometimes it's intentional forgetting.
Yeah, that's true. Yep. I would say the next thing that comes to my mind for a good boss would be a good communicator.
Mm-hmm.
Someone who can clearly explain to you what they expect you to do, what they expect out of you. And who lets you know where you're at in that process. If you're doing a good job, if you're not. If they can be very clear and make it understandable for you as the employee, it makes it a whole lot easier to work for them. So I would say communication would be up there really high on
the
list.
Definitely. Yeah, there's a lot of people that when they aren't communicated to, they assume the worst. So they can be doing their job, and actually that's probably most people. If the boss isn't coming around and saying, hey, you're doing a good job, hey, you know, even if they point out something, hey, I would love if you did this better, but yes, you know, you're doing all this great. Mm-hmm. People automatically default to, if there's no communication, they default to, my boss is upset with me, I'm yes, doing a terrible job, I'm probably about to get fired, I have no idea. So yeah, yes, the good communication, I agree with that one.
I think the reason why people always think exactly what you're saying is because mm-hmm, the boss has so many things on their mind. Mm-hmm. So they're not always acting like they're in a good mood or cheerful, yes, or happy, yes, because they're thinking about all these different things. Right. So then the employees, if they're not communicated with, automatically think the worst, mm-hmm, in those situations. Yes. You know, well, he frowned at me today,
right,
or, yes, or she gave me a bad look, or
yes,
she didn't even say hi today,
right,
you know, whatever it is,
right,
because their minds go in so many different directions,
yes,
that you need to communicate as a boss so your employees,
yes,
know you're not mad at them.
Yes. Yeah. Hey, I sent you that text and you never responded.
Yes.
I know how many texts I get a day.
Yes.
Yeah, a thing for bosses, if you're listening to us, a thing that you could do is, if communication is hard for you, then put it on your calendar, schedule it. And, you know, obviously you want to do one-on-one communicating with your employees, you know, on whatever quarterly, monthly, whatever type of review schedule you want to set for as far as their performance. But beyond that, you also need to communicate, I would say, weekly, maybe daily, just a short, hey, especially with the foreman on your jobs or the managers or something,
mm-hmm,
put it in your calendar. I need to send out a text. I need to make a
yes,
phone call. I need to contact this employee and let them know they did a good job. I forgot to tell them that.
Yes.
You know, that kind of thing. Put reminders on your calendar, because it's important.
Yep, definitely.
Very important.
Yeah. I would say something else that's very important as a good boss would be organization.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be organized. You have to be organized with your clients, your jobs. You have
yes,
to be organized with your employees, with your equipment, your tools.
Mm-hmm.
You have to be organized with your own schedule.
Yes.
I mean, if you schedule meeting somebody Wednesday at noon, you need to be there Wednesday
yes,
at noon. I mean, there has to
right,
be a high degree of organization with everything you do in order to be a good boss.
Yes.
For sure.
Yep. Yeah, kind of with that, this is one I think, I wrote down and kind of goes with it. But a bad boss is controlling, but there's a caveat there, because sometimes micromanagers, people who like the details and like to know what's going on, can come across as controlling,
mm-hmm,
when they actually might just be providing a level of quality to the work
mm-hmm,
that's being done.
Yep.
So I think how would you know the difference? I think if the boss is not open to suggestions, especially if they're better suggestions than whatever he originally was thinking, then that's a sign that they're probably being controlling and less micromanaging. Or micromanaging gets a bad rap, I think, sometimes, but sometimes it's needed. I heard somebody say that a business has to have a micromanager and a macro manager, somebody who's more big picture and doesn't pay attention.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're one then of one of those, then hire the opposite.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely don't know where I fall on there, but your boss might be a micromanager, and that's okay. That's their personality and it's needed. But if they are not being receptive to new ideas, to new suggestions, to better ways of doing it than what they originally mm-hmm, said, then that's a sign that I think it's not just being concerned about the details, it's actually
yes,
being concerned about being in control.
Yep, that's true. Yeah, and really a lot of those things can be accentuated if their employees aren't good. So
mm-hmm,
if they got an employee that does not care about their work or their details,
yes,
then if that boss is an overly detailed person,
yes,
then it's going to push them even farther that way, because they're going to have to micromanage
yes,
everything. So You definitely want the right employees to fit with the type of boss personality that you have over the job.
Yes.
For sure. What else you have on your list?
I have a couple more points, but before I go, before we talk more, I was going to ask you, what do you think your, what do you think the main consensus is among employees about, especially in the contracting business, about their bosses and the owners of the business? Do you think they think they're, you know, good-hearted people, or do you think most employees are disgruntled?
I think, for the most part, they think their bosses are good people, but I think they tend to complain about the bosses, because a good boss is going to harp on the things that need to be better.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true.
And so if a good boss is harping on the things that need to be better, then the employees feel like, well, they never compliment the things that are good.
Yes.
Because
yes.
they're always trying to make the weaker points better.
Right.
So there's a fine line there. And I would say, as a boss, I probably done that more than at times I should have been able to compliment the good sides.
Mm-hmm.
But I was so focused on the bad sides getting better that I didn't do it good enough. And I think that's a tendency.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever you focus on is what you're going to bring to the attention of your employees.
Yeah.
And
mm-hmm.
so if you're focused on fixing problems, making solutions for whatever the issues are, then your employees are going to complain, because all they ever do is talk about the negative.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So it's a real fine line. I think really good bosses learn how to balance that. And I would say in the construction industry, there's probably not as much balance. So there's probably more negative mindsets of the employees towards how the bosses handle it. I don't think they think their bosses are bad people.
Mm-hmm.
I just think they feel like they pick at them too much.
Right.
If that makes sense.
Well, yeah. And I would probably agree with that, because like most of the videos that I see, like reels and shorts and stuff, it's almost always the employee kind of making fun of their boss for being selfish or greedy, or asking them to work overtime, and they get the profits and the employee doesn't.
Yeah.
So I think there's definitely a consensus. And it might just be completely made up, because sometimes in the construction industry, people are mad because the boss gets to be in the AC if it's an outside crew. And that already creates this tension of, well, we're out here in the heat, and what are you doing?
Yeah.
Obviously, the boss can't, if they're managing a lot of stuff, they can't be out there, you know, taking phone calls with the sweat pouring down their face. But I think there is a perception of bosses somehow aren't treating me right.
Yes.
And
And you get into, like you're saying, that type of work is very physical and hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So the employees are out there working hard, like you say, they're sweating, they're
right.
putting in the physical work to
yes.
do it, and all they see is the boss driving up in their air-conditioned
right.
vehicle.
Exactly.
And telling them what they're doing wrong.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
what they want to fix and what they want it to be
right.
better, how they want it to be better. So it definitely would tend to push them in the mindset of the boss is more
yes.
negative, you know,
yep.
that kind of thing, for sure.
But, okay.
No, I was going
to say, if you're in that place right now and you are irritated with your boss, and there might not be clear reasons why, you feel like they're taking advantage, I'll tell you that it's always good to, maybe if there's other opportunities and you can get out of a bad situation, that's a kind of a no-brainer. But your attitude's going to follow you to your new job.
Yeah.
And that attitude of feeling like you're a victim is not going to get you anywhere in life and in any job. So you need to be able to discern, am I dealing with just a irritated victim mentality right now? Or is it really true that my boss is taking advantage of me and I need to find somewhere else to work? So, and maybe, I don't know who you bring in there. Maybe you bring in a spouse. Maybe you bring a third party in to kind of help you. I don't know. But maybe you talk to your boss. Maybe that'll be the answer.
Yeah.
Talk to him and say, hey, I feel like I've been working a lot and whatever.
Yep. Yep. Definitely. You know, and you look at the bad boss side of things. I mean, I think the basics are it's the opposite of what we think is a good boss, right? So if they don't communicate, if they don't point out any good things that you're doing, if, you know, they don't organize well and they don't keep all this stuff where it's running smoothly, then, you know, that's going to fall in the category as a bad boss, obviously. Mm-hmm. But really and truly, if you boil it down to what is technically a bad boss, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is a boss who is constantly degrading you or beating you down is a bad boss. And if you're in that position and you really try your hardest and that's just who they are, then I would say find another job.
Right.
Go somewhere else, because there's some things that you can't change or improve that will change the situation.
Right.
And if you have that to where, if you have a boss that always puts you down, downgrades your work and tells you you're not good enough or whatever, then you need to move on. Yes. If you're doing a good job. Obviously, don't do poor work and expect them to think it's good.
And your boss is like, man, I am trying to be a good boss, but woo, you make it hard.
I'm trying to think of something good to say, but I don't see it.
Exactly. Give them some positives. I only had one more point. Did you have?
No, go ahead.
Okay. The other thing that I was going to mention about, this is good, bad, good boss, bad boss, is if they give you a reward for either working overtime or pushing harder on your job, I think that's a sign of a good boss. So obviously people don't want to work. People don't want to work. That's pretty much what it boils down to. No, nobody loves to work overtime unless you're just like a workaholic. Like, nobody is like, oh yes, just give me as many hours as I can. So if your boss is asking for overtime or asking for you to, you know, meet a certain deadline, and they don't offer a reward or don't offer overtime pay or whatever it is, that would be a sign of a bad boss versus a boss that says, hey, I know that this is cutting into your family time, into your weekend, but if we can get this done, you know, I'll give you a bonus, or I'll give you, you know, double time pay or whatever it is. We just have to make this customer happy and get this done for them. So I'd say that would be another sign. If your boss is constantly asking for more and never gives you any more monetarily, then that's a bad sign.
Yep. Yeah, I think most people know if you're doing your best and you're working for somebody who is not a good boss, I think you know that.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yes.
So we work way too many hours and are away from home way too much to be in a position to where we have a bad boss and do not like what we do.
Yes.
So I would say, number one priority is, if you definitely have a bad boss and it's not you just whining to yourself, if you really have a bad boss, then figure out how to switch positions or switch employers or something.
Yes.
For sure.
I agree. You'll be happier, probably. And
your boss may be happier.
Your boss might be, or maybe they'll take a hint.
There you go.
Yep. So, to all you bosses and all you employees out there, keep getting better. I don't know.
That's right.
Do you have anything else?
Nope. I think that's it. I think it's pretty clear. Good boss, bad boss.
Yep.
If you have questions or comments, let us know.
Yes.
We'll be glad to discuss it again if people have things to say about it.
Yeah, go ahead and tell us how you got offended by something we said, and we would love to hear that. So
they wouldn't do that. We never say anything wrong.
No, that's right. And everything we said is the only thing that could ever be said on this topic, so just keep that in mind too.
Oh, but if you are the boss or the estimator,
yep,
you need to go to our website and check out our estimating tool. You want to tell them about that, Ethan?
Yep. If you go to myestimatingapp.com, you will be able to sign up for an account. We have a kitchen and bathroom estimator program. You can use it on your web browser. You can also download it on your mobile device and use it out on your tablets and your phones. And it is going to make estimating kitchen and bathroom remodels so much easier for you. And you're going to love it. You're going to save tons of time, tons of money. And if you are interested in helping us improve that app, because it is a brand new app, reach out to us. You can contact us at myestimatingapp.com and let us know. You know, if you have a company that does a bunch of estimating, we'd love to kind of work with you and make sure we get this product exactly the way that consumers want. So.
Yep. And if you're a homeowner and you're thinking about remodeling your bathroom or your kitchen, go on there, download it, and price it. You can price your own kitchen, your own bathroom, and it'll give you an idea what you're looking at before you even have a contractor come out to your house. Sure. So check it out. Let other people know. It is a really handy tool when you're pricing out stuff.
For sure.
So thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll catch you next time.
All right. See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to our podcast. Be sure to share this podcast with your friends and family. To ask us any questions that might get answered in our next podcast, please visit our website, thecontractorfiles.com. Have a great rest of your day.